Golf is a sport that can help such a diverse cross-section of people with a disability, and also, of course, people of all ages. Here we talk with Matthew Gamble, a 25-year-old Englishman, about how golf has given him competition, a personal challenge that has built confidence, and opened up a whole friendship group that has helped him, and friends he has helped in return. So let's meet Matthew Gamble now. Matthew Gamble is so used to the daily challenge of life that he believes he has become an arch problem solver, whether that's cooking spaghetti carbonara one-handed in his flat in Fulham, London, or aiming to hit a golf ball 180 yards over a lake to the flag on a windy day. For Matthew, it's about problem solving and creativity when needs must. In golf, the 25-year-old Englishman has a long and full golf swing with a high finish that a tour professional would be proud of. It really is a very good swing. Unlike the tour pros he watches on TV, Matthew swings with his left arm only, in tennis terms, like a backhand shot. As G4D, Golf for the Disabled, continues to grow for a great many golfers with physical, neurological, sensorial and intellectual disabilities, many players endeavour to see just how far their potential can take them. The subject is a fascination to Matthew, as he works a lot in the gym and on the practice range, striving to shave shots off his already impressive 7.0 golf handicap, which only 3 years ago was 20. A handicap of 7 means he would expect to tackle a par 72 golf course in 79 shots. He now wonders how far he can take this game and, at his age, with only 10 years in golf, he's in a good place to find out for himself, playing as much as possible in Edgar G4D tournaments and club matches at Royal Mid Surrey Golf Club with his local friends. It could have been so different, a huge trauma for the family when the accident happened in a field in Kent, southern England, in around 2002, when the then 3-year-old Matthew lost a lot of his right arm in a lawnmower accident. The field was attached to his grandfather's garden and they had been cutting the grass with a ride-on mower as they did every spring. Matthew slipped under the mower. Fortunately, Matthew remembers nothing of the accident today, but he's been told that if it hadn't been for the rapid arrival of a helicopter from Kent Air Ambulance, he likely wouldn't have survived. When Matthew was 15, his grandfather Richard walked with him into the very same field and offered a pitching wedge, which Matthew took with his left palm, held it, established the feeling of holding a club for the first time. He swung the club and his life changed again. They stood 50 yards from the scene of the accident. It was a pivotal moment for Matthew, a change in direction. Since that day, the game has helped him find lasting friends who he loves seeing whenever his work in London as a banking regulator permits. Matthew will tell you that golf has helped him build necessary confidence as a person with a disability in an at times judgmental world. His family has been so committed in their support over the years that in return he wants to achieve only good things for everyone he is close to, and the high level of focus he puts into his golf and work can help him to achieve these aims.
Yes, I think that family and friends play an important role in being that support network around you, particularly in your family. Particularly, I lost my arm when I was 3 in a ride-on lawnmower accident. So having family around, particularly in those when you're younger, my mum particularly, in terms of looking out for you when you're doing different things, whether that's going on a family holiday and understand, you know, calling up a bike centre before you go on the family holiday to make sure that they can adapt the bike to work. Those types of things are really important because those are all challenges and they don't want you to miss out on doing something. So they make sure you can do it. So that's always important when you kind of can't think for yourself, I suppose, when you're a bit younger. And then obviously friends when you're at school and things, just another support network, pushing you forward, telling you, you know, encouraging you are all things. And both family and friends across everything I've ever done have always been very supportive and always looked out for me and supported me in my disability.
In the field in Kent, his grandfather made a small golf hole and encouraged Matthew to hit the first shots. He had liked watching the tournament The Masters on TV and was immediately keen. Then, when he went to university, he joined its golf society and then just made loads of friends, as he puts it. Matthew wrote to us to say, "Golf is now really important, whether just playing for fun, G4D competitions, club competitions, or working with our club coach, Josh White, on all the technique and just enjoying all the creative aspects of the game. It gives you a sense of purpose and is great for your physical and mental well-being."
I think it's crucial, both socially, and gives me something to focus on. I think I always need a focus. I'm very bad at just sort of not understanding. Like, I need a focus. I need something that drives me forward, whether that be work or... And I think golf allows me to do that outside of, you know, the classic work or whatever, and gives me a focus outside of that. It's quite a serious hobby, and I enjoy working towards it. I enjoy doing the fitness side to get towards it. I enjoy the practice. You know, I enjoy all of these things with it. So that gives me a focus. But then also the social side, I've met so many people, whether that be through Edgar or through my golf club or just, you know, my old school friends who have started playing. You know, it keeps us all in contact. So it's given me something, you know, in multiple different ways. And that is, I think it's so important for, you know, just general well-being to have something like that.
Matthew talks a lot about the creative side of golf and problem solving, something he has needed to do lots of, both in his thinking about life generally and the nitty-gritty of the day-to-day.
I certainly had a few ups and downs. Early on in school, I remember being bullied a bit, but I learned quite quickly to create a bit of a hard shell. Words don't particularly affect me. I've learned how to just sort of push them away and stand up for myself. I've definitely learned how to stand up for myself. But I would say it was very minimal compared to the people who support you and show you, like, who want to push you forward, who want to treat you the same, who want to encourage you.
Although never thinking much about his limb difference, Matthew admits that inevitably a lot of his life's more daunting aspects revolved around being a teenager, meeting girls for the first time, establishing his independence, all social challenges as he calls them. Golf helped him break down these barriers, build confidence, and helped him forge his sense of identity, which is one reason he elects not to use a prosthetic to play golf, saying, "Why change something real?" He does use prosthetics for tasks like cycling and driving a car, however. Today, you meet a well-adjusted 25-year-old Londoner who works hard in his job at the Bank of England and plays hard in a happy friendship group that since 2019 has also included his girlfriend Sophie. Having a chat with Matthew, it's all too easy to forget what having one arm means, how it affects you every day in every physical process, facing new technologies, new products, from going on a journey in London to cooking your evening meal. Matthew is in no doubt that his having one arm has given him a unique outlook on the challenges in front of him.
You have to, because it's just every day there's a new problem or there's a new challenge to overcome. And it can be as small as, I don't know, learning how to cook something or whatever, but you won't be able to do it in quite the same way that they do it on the YouTube video. So you have to just, let's think about how I can actually do this. Can sometimes be the smallest thing, but it can be a big challenge, and you have to just think about how to overcome it. And that's partly, you know, builds up your resilience when you're not being, you know, surrounding yourself in a able-bodied world, I suppose.
Of course, this problem-solving also fosters creativity, a part of golf that Matthew loves.
So I think the problem solving in multiple ways, I'm obsessed with understanding how to swing the golf club with one hand and what issues it creates. And I'm like trying to understand that puzzle and working with my golf coach, Josh White. I like constantly ask him questions about this and that and why I'm doing this to understand, you know, with my one hand on the club, does it mean that I'm going to be unable to get the club here or be able to keep the same wrist angle? Just all those sort of things I love to understand, and I've become a bit of a self-taught kind of golf swing nerd because I just find it so fascinating about if you have a certain restriction, then how does that impact the way you deliver the club, or how does that impact the way in which you can change your swing or change your delivery, and really working that out with one hand is just a puzzle in itself.
In terms of playing G4D tournaments and meeting, playing and making friends with other golfers with disability, it has also helped Matthew to realise the genuine value of sharing trust and mutual respect with others who face similar challenges in what is a strong new friendship group.
Yes, yeah, I think when it comes to G4D and Edgar, it really struck me when I started playing. I've always been one, I don't want to say insecure, but maybe not actually understanding that I've got a disability. I've always lived in a sort of able-bodied world where everyone's got four limbs and doesn't have the same sort of challenges. So then starting to play on the G4D and Edgar was when I first, I don't want to say admitted that I was disabled, but kind of came to the realization that I had a disability in a way. It was a weird like reckoning at the age of whatever it was, 21. But I then realized that there was just another world and community of people out there who wanted to support you and who had, you know, older members who had experiences of dealing with life's challenges with a disability, whether it's the same disability you've got or a different disability. They're always, you know, happy to share their experiences and offer up, you know, words of wisdom and different things, whether that just be to do with general life or to do with golf specifically. That really, there is a real community around everyone, and everyone's very supportive. That's one of the big things I think people take from playing in Edgar and in G4D.
Now looking ahead, Matthew wants to see just how far he can take his golf. How good can he become swinging a club with his left arm? 3 years ago, he was just under a handicap index of 20. His improvement to 7.0 has been remarkable. Matthew has put in a lot of strength and fitness work in that time as he seeks to push himself towards longer drives and more stability and power in the swing, while recognising that it will be important in his later life to ensure there is strength, suppleness and a healthy balance around his left shoulder, which isn't designed to take on the work of a powerful golf swing on its own. Matthew will also readily admit he doesn't yet work enough on every aspect of the game. He admits to being obsessed with wedge shots. Interestingly, the pitching wedge being that very first club that his grandfather gave him. In 2024, he qualified for the G4D Open held at Woburn, the flagship tournament staged by the RNA in partnership with the DP World Tour and supported by Edgar, describing this as an awesome event in which 80 players contested from 19 countries. Matthew seeks more competitive highs like this in the 2025 season to come and beyond. Along with his coach Josh, he thanks Ben Davis from the Front Nine Fitness Company, all the team at Caddy Club, and also Mizuno for their support. Matthew is on a journey as a golfer who happens to have one arm and is intrigued as to what level he can reach. Focus, the fun of playing and all the great friendships he has made are what drives Matthew now as we talk about those first shots in that field in Kent. He certainly hopes to inspire younger players too along the way. Matthew writes to us, "I guess my message for any youngster is to be realistic. There will be challenges you will have. You'll probably doubt yourself a little bit, particularly I think as you grow up, and it's unrealistic to say everything's going to be absolutely fine and dandy. But it's important to realise that there's a huge community of people out there, like with Edgar in golf, and I'm sure also with other sports, people who take an interest in you. There's a huge community of people out there who really care and want to help. And actually, when you take up a sport or a hobby, when you do something that people may doubt a person with a disability can do, and you do it just as well as anyone else, trust me, the reactions you get are pretty incredible and drive you forward." Wise words there from someone who started life with an immense challenge and through the help of his family found his way in the world, already achieving so much. Today, a natural problem solver with a creative eye, who knows how far he can go in his golf? Rest assured, Matthew will give it his best shot with a smile, a lot of grit, and that pitching wedge never far away. This Edgar podcast was written and narrated by Ben Evans, and the sound production was by Martin Maynard of Sounds Good. You can find more stories of people with a disability thriving through golf in the profiles section of the Edgar website at edgargolf.com. and you can contact members of our team through the website.